Chinese president's calling for efforts to promote regulated, healthy, and sustainable development of the platform economy. Xi Jinping made the remarks at the ninth meeting of the Central Committee for Financial and Economic Affairs. He also says the peaking of carbon emissions and carbon neutrality should be incorporated into the overall layout of improving the environment. An executive meeting of the State Council is calling for effective implementation of the key tasks laid out in the government work report to sustain steady economic and social development. The meeting says efforts should be made in pursuing high-quality development, consolidating the gains in COVID-19 containment, as well as social and economic development, and improving people's livelihoods. It says the tax and fee cuts for micro and small enterprises must be thoroughly implemented, while financial institutions will be encouraged to make financing easier and more affordable for those companies. The meeting also says the employment services for college graduates, veteran soldiers, and rural migrant workers should be promoted, while support to areas including compulsory education and basic medical care will be beefed up. Policies will also be introduced to support training for teachers in counties and townships. The Chinese government says it always supports dialogue between North Korea and the United States for a political settlement to the Korean Peninsula issue. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian made the remarks following contact efforts by the U.S. with North Korea since last month.
The parties involved should make joint efforts to continue the current situation of peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula, and to push forward the political settlement process of the Korean Peninsula issue in accordance with the dual-track approach, which should be dealt with stage by stage through concerted efforts. China is ready to continue to play a constructive role in this regard.
He also calls on all parties concerned to uphold openness and inclusiveness and to do more to promote regional peace, stability, and prosperity. The COVID-19 vaccine developed by Chinese pharmaceutical firm Sinopharm has been approved for emergency use in the Maldives. The vaccine will be given to people aged between 18 and 60. Vaccinations are available free of charge for residents older than 18. More than 200,000 people in the country have been vaccinated as of Sunday. The confirmed cases in the Maldives have so far surpassed 21,000, including 64 deaths. A designated hospital for COVID-19 treatment in Cameroon has received a batch of medical equipment donated by China to fight against the pandemic. The equipment includes ventilators, electrocardiographs, and more. The Ministry of Public Health of Cameroon thanked China for the donation, saying that it comes at the right time. French President Emmanuel Macron says his government is considering imposing new coronavirus measures to curb the spread of COVID-19.
Nous aurons à prendre dans les jours qui viennent.
In the coming days, we will have to take new decisions, and we will have more to take later. And I have also asked the government to work so that in the coming days, we can give our fellow citizens some visibility on the months to come. The virus is, unfortunately, the master of time.
The number of patients in intensive care in and around the French capital has skyrocketed in recent days. Health authorities have started transferring patients to other regions due to ICU occupancy rates reaching critical levels.